The idea has been batted about for years, but didn't become serious until last fall when representatives of Park City Ski Team, Summit Ski Team, Team Park City United, and the two clubs that operate out of the Utah Olympic Park, Fly Freestyle, and the Park City Nordic Club, put money up to hire longtime U.S. ski and snowboard executive Walt Evans, who has served as a facilitator these past 9 months. An integration team was formed with representatives from each of the organizations who believe they've come up with a plan to provide comprehensive, best-in-class programming for aspiring winter athletes. Jesse Hunt, director of the Park City Ski Team, has been named as executive director of the new Park City Ski and Snowboard Club. He thinks they can do a better job with ski and snowboard programming for the community.
We feel like we can do a better job with delivering programming. We can be more efficient on the, obviously, the administrative side. There's just a lot of duplication of things going on with all these different programs. So when we bring that together, certainly there'll be, efficiencies there. When it comes to sending out a message, we'll be one program. So in terms of enrollment and sign-up and clarity with the community, we feel like, we will be in a much better place there. We feel like the kids are going to gain a huge advantage because we can do a better job at having them discover where their passions are, because they'll have an opportunity to do sampling in multi-sport at an entry level. So, hopefully we can engage them in a better way and really, find their passions and hopefully retain kids longer.
It was up to each of the programs to decide if they wanted to participate. Only Wasatch Freestyle declined. The club will be organized as a nonprofit under the umbrella of the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, with Hunt as executive director. Four division directors will be hired who will report to him.
We'll have four division directors. We'll have an alpine, freestyle, Nordic, and snowboard division, and then there'll be a director in each one of those divisions that helps deliver that programming.
Walt Evans says this is a best practice model that already is being used in many resort towns and something that the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association prefers.
USSA is very supportive of the initiative because this fits better with their club model, and it'll give us, particularly Jesse and his staff, an opportunity to work very closely with the development systems in each of the USSA sports.
The boards of each of the individual organizations will be disbanded and a new board appointed with representatives from each of the disciplines.
In the formation of the Park City Ski and Snowboard Club, we will have a local board. They're being called a board of managers, and that'll be an independent governance board that oversees the club structure, policies, funding, and works very closely on a daily basis with Jesse and the leadership staff.
Hunt says for the younger kids, they'll have the opportunity to discover, learn, and play among the various sports, while the older athletes can focus on one sport and continue competing on a national and international basis. Enrollment fees, he suspects, will be similar to what participants are currently paying.
We're looking at supporting all the programming that's currently out there and being delivered. So, again, it's the goal is to finance those programs in the best way possible and continue that programming.
Parents can learn a lot more by attending an open house on Wednesday, June 21st, 7 p.m. at the Utah Olympic Park. A new website is also live at parkcityssc.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.